Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There was plenty of talk of the drama at the Lakers' exit interviews on Wednesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. We're excited to welcome our friend Michael Duarte, who covers all things Los Angeles for NBC LA, and that includes the Lakers and all the drama. And Michael, I know you were at the exit interviews on Wednesday. So what did you hear about the recent developments, most notably Magic Johnson abruptly resigning on Tuesday?
Yeah, Amy, of course, Tyson Chandler had a positive experience. He was with the Suns before. It's probably the one place you could go and then go to the Lakers and make it a positive experience. But I was there when Magic Johnson sidled past our media scrum last night after we had just finished interviewing Luke Walton for what we all believed as the media for the final time before the game as the Lakers head coach. And then, as Magic Johnson has done numerous times in his career and in his life, he dropped a bombshell of a press conference. And talking about those exit interviews today, a G League guard, Jamario Jones, said that he was asked about the last few games and the Lakers kind of upsetting some of the teams and even playing well last night. And he said, "We wanted to go out with a bang." Well, they definitely went out with a bang, but it was Magic Johnson who lit the fuse. And all I can say about it, being there live and watching him speak to the media for 45 minutes, he was very candid, shockingly candid, I should say, but yet cryptic about some things that he was alluding to. He cried multiple times. He spoke in the third person multiple times. He rambled. He reminisced. He preached. He mourned. But overall, I would say the entire situation was very, very surreal and obviously shocking for everybody involved, including us there live.
So what do you believe about why he is stepping down from that post?
That's a great question. So there is the obvious answer, which was when Magic was hired back in February of 2017 to take this job. A lot of people at the time were more celebrating the firing of Jim Buss because they wanted him out. They wanted an scapegoat. And so it was Jeannie's brother, Jim, who was running basketball operations for the years previously. Finally, he was gone. So it kind of overshadowed the choice of Magic Johnson because Magic is a legend here. As you like to talk about me being born and raised in L.A., I mean, Magic is one of my favorite players. I was in the original Cheers bar in Boston wearing a Magic Johnson jersey when Magic beat the Celtics. So, I mean, this is an idol and a legend of mine, but to hire somebody who he's got the charisma, he's got the personality, he's got the smile, and as he said in that 45-minute presser, impromptu presser last night, he likes to go in the room and close the deal. When he's face-to-face, person-to-person, that's what he's best at. But as far as being a basketball executive and scouting players and negotiating teams and recruiting talent and all these things and having to put the work and time in, I don't think he was necessarily cut out for that. I think it took a while for him to realize that. And I think as you saw and as he mentioned along the way, he wasn't happy in that role. He didn't feel like Magic was able to be the Magic Man that he knows. He likes to tweet, kind of like our president. He likes to talk about other players and congratulate players and go out there and be an ambassador for the game. And he couldn't do any of that. He talks about the Greek Freak. He talks about Giannis Antetokounmpo being the MVP and maybe winning a championship, and he gets fined. He talks about Paul George wanting to come home and play in L.A., and he gets fined. He wasn't cut out for this role. And there's a lot of other things I can get into from sources about why this decision came down. But ultimately, I think he figured this was just best for him to go back to being what he is. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the notoriety. He doesn't need to prove anything to anybody at this point in his life.
Michael Duarte of NBC LA with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So guard Kentavious Caldwell-Pope said today at the trade deadline, everybody kind of lost themselves, was referring to the fact that nearly half the team got traded away and all the drama that ensued. How much did you hear that honest opinion, that honest assessment today during exit interviews?
There was definitely discussion of that, the Anthony Davis debacle. My favorite quote came from the coach of the Alvin Gentry, the coach of the Pelicans last night, who said that whole trade debacle lost one man his job in Dale Demps, the former GM of the Pelicans, and the other guy resigned in
right.
Magic Johnson. Plus, Anthony Davis gets benched for half the season and said he got some bad advice. So that debacle had ripple effects throughout, but I think what happened with the players was a little overblown. Speaking to them yesterday and then again this morning at the exit interviews, it sounded like, yeah, they couldn't stay off of it. We're in a millennial generation where everybody's fixated on social media and they're on their phones 70% of the time, and so are these young players. And so they saw their names. They saw everything going on. Obviously, you could connect the dots and think that, hey, LeBron James is talking about Anthony Davis. He's having dinner with Anthony Davis after games, his childhood best friend and agent and kind of silent owner of Clutch Sports Agency, also represents Anthony Davis and is kind of behind this trade request. You could kind of connect the dots. And there was a little bit of, you know, upsetness and distrust, I would say, for about a week after the deadline, to the point where Magic felt like he needed to go in and address the locker room in Philadelphia after the trade deadline. And so there was a little bit of it, but I don't think that it was one of those things where it just lingered on for the season. After the deadline passes and you're in your job, you're still on the team, you got to be a professional and make that playoff push, which just didn't happen.
What happens with Luke Walton now?
That's a very good question. Magic omitted multiple times that he had the power and he had made the decision to fire Luke Walton, and that decision was going to come down today on Wednesday, or for you it would have been yesterday, but on Wednesday he was going to fire Luke Walton. Rightly or wrongly, whether he was cut out to have that power and responsibility or not, he chose to resign instead and pass the responsibility of firing Luke Walton onto Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka. So what happens now is the big question. Today at exit interviews, Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson and Luke Walton were behind the scenes conducting the interviews. They were there, staying in their current roles, still on in their current roles. They did not address the media. We requested to speak to them multiple times. We were told we could not speak to them. Instead, they paraded out the likes of these injured young stars and a lot of G League players and guys like Tyson Chandler, whose soundbite you played, but they did not step out in front of the cameras and in front of the media and try to stabilize this franchise or add anything to it. And that is very telling to me. But I do know from sources that Jeannie Buss loves Luke Walton. She likes Rob Pelinka. She's very high on both of them. She was behind the decisions to hire both of them. So if it was up to her, I don't think she chooses to fire either of them. If she decides to bring in an executive and give him the same power she had given to Magic Johnson to control and make the basketball decisions, and he decides to fire him, that's a different story. But I do know that Jeannie likes them both and did not want either of them fired.
So we're not sure that she's going to actually replace Magic?
No, I think that she will ultimately. With who, I don't know. Is there going to be an interim person? But what I'm saying is until that happens, and I guess you have, what, until July 1st, right, June 31st, to really get someone in place, because then free agency opens and you need someone there in that role to get these free agencies once it opens. But up until that time, I don't think that Jeannie's going to be firing Luke or Rob in the next days until she figures out the plan further.
What are the question marks about the actual roster in the offseason?
Well, I mean, this roster is going to be gutted. Half the team is free agents. They were signed to one-year contracts to allow cap space. A lot of these guys signed these one-year deals to get a chance to play for LeBron and also play for the Lakers and on the brightest stage. I think it was Tyson Chandler who mentioned, you know, about playing for the Lakers. We're on TV more than anybody else, and we're not a playoff team. We haven't been in the playoffs for six seasons. So if you come here on these one-year deals like half of these players did, you get a chance to – exhibit yourself and an opportunity to kind of showcase yourself to the rest of the league and get deals. I think guys like JaVale McGee, Lance Stephenson, those guys are going to get some big deals with other teams. Alex Caruso, a young guy who kind of proved himself, I think he's going to get offers from teams. So this roster outside of LeBron James is going to look a lot different, whether that means that whoever comes in to run the basketball operations here decides to trade some of these young players or they do go after these free agents. They're going to have to build around LeBron and whomever is still there once the dust settles on July 1st. So it's not going to look anything like it looked this year.
Michael Duarte of NBC LA with us here for just another 2 minutes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So obviously the Lakers drama has been the story the last couple of days. Is it overshadowing the Clippers in the playoffs or no?
Oh, absolutely. It's overshadowing the Clippers in the playoffs. And, I mean, it shouldn't, but obviously the Lakers are the number one draw here, even when it's bad. And as you saw yesterday on Tuesday, they still have all the drama surrounding them, even though the Clippers are the more functioning organization, the more stable organization. And in my opinion, the organization with the better future and also the better brand of basketball. Unfortunately, they're going to get a bad draw here. Even though they finish strong with a win, they're going to get the Golden State Warriors at the first round, the three-time champs. So it doesn't look like a very long playoff run for them, but they are there. I do want to go into some things about this Magic thing, if you get a chance, regarding what sources have told me what happened behind the scenes between him and Rob, if you do want to talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure. We have about, I mean, if you can go 2 minutes, we got 2 minutes.
Yeah, so sources kind of been relaying to me in the past 24 hours since this news broke. Magic alluded to it multiple times last night, saying he didn't like the backstabbing and the whispering that were going on within the organization. That was a red flag triggered to me that he was talking about Rob and looking out to this. And the reason it was that is because when Rob first got hired, some of my sources and contacts who are NBA agents said that Rob didn't have a very good reputation in the league, and especially with other agents. There was a lot of bad blood was the exact word they used between him and other NBA agents. And that's just because that business is very competitive. You know, you're recruiting clients and they're like sharks out there. And there's a lot of animosity when you take clients or steal clients. Ironically, Kevin Durant, free agent coming up, former Rob Pelinka client who's now with Roc Nation Sports. So all of this was going on, and Magic alluded to the fact that he didn't feel like Genie had vetted Rob thoroughly. And Magic alluded to the fact that he had been told by agents who called him after he took the job that Rob had some baggage there. We know that I know for a fact from sources that the San Antonio Spurs didn't want to deal with Rob in the offseason when it came to Kawhi Leonard. I know that Dell Demps wanted to deal with Magic Johnson and not Rob all the time at the trade deadline this year when it came to the Anthony Davis talks.
Interesting.
Another reason why they broke up. And then finally, what I heard was, you know, Rob had to sell his company, his sports agency, and had to divest out of it and get all of his clients to other people at his agency. He is fully vested and in his role as a general manager. I see him there sitting just behind the court side every single game. He's in the tunnel. He's talking to players. He's very vested. Magic is still having to be Magic. He's got multiple business ventures. He owns a lot of sports teams. He's a huge personality.
About 15 seconds. Sorry, go ahead.
He has conflicts he has to make. And so throughout the organization at the practice facility, people with the Lakers organization, including Rob himself, were making comments that Magic's not here. Magic is a absentee executive. And we're saying those whisperings and secrets.
Okay.
That was some of the backstabbing they were talking about that Magic did not like.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.